tomorrow is tax day. And perhaps coincidentally, but maybe more, it's also the kickoff of the Blood Moon Tetrad. And joining us this morning, give us an understanding of what we're going to see in the sky or what we may be able to have to watch online in the sky going on very early tomorrow morning is Jeff Chester, who is a genius with the U.S. Naval Observatory. And we're glad you could join us this morning. Thanks, Jeff.
Genius, eh?
Hey, how about that? I gave you a promotion.
I tell think you.
You're now a much higher grade. So your retirement should
all
be
right.
better. Let me ask you this. What is this whole blood moon thing people are talking about?
Well, whenever we have a total lunar eclipse, which is basically what's going on, as the moon moves through the Earth's shadow, it tends to turn a very reddish color. Now, the color actually depends on the clarity of the upper atmosphere of the Earth. So sometimes it's kind of a coppery red, almost bronze color, but sometimes it can get very, very dark red, and under some unusual circumstances, it can actually disappear entirely. As for what exactly this one's going to do, you know, that's the beauty of these things is they're, I mean, we know when it will go into eclipse. We just don't know exactly what that eclipse will look like.
So, Jeff, it's actually going to happen at 3:06 tomorrow morning.
That's correct.
Right. So it could be cloudy and rainy at that time. That's what we're hearing from Lauren today. So what do we can we expect to see it?
Well, if it's cloudy, probably not. Generally, if you can't see the moon at, say, 2:00 in the morning, then you're not going to see the eclipse. Now, what will happen is if you are up and there are, you know, goodness knows, a number of places where you can actually watch it in real time online, not quite as much fun as being out there for the real thing. But at just a little around 2:00 in the morning, you will start to notice, actually at 1:58 a.m. to be precise, you'll notice a little dark bite being taken out of one edge of the moon. That's when the moon enters the dark part of the Earth's shadow. It then gets completely immersed in the shadow at 3:06 a.m., and at 3:45 a.m., it will be in mid-eclipse. That's when it will be at its greatest extent in the shadow and will be at its darkest and reddest or whatever it turns out to be. It exits totality at 4:25 in the morning and leaves the last bit of the Earth's shadow. The last little sliver or the last little bite will appear to be taken out of the moon at around 5:33 in the morning. It will set shortly after that at about 6:39.
Now, is it unusual that we're going to be having four of these so-called blood moons over the next couple of years?
No, it's not terribly unusual. We always have eclipses. We always have eclipses of the moon every year. The ability to see the moon at a particular location is what dictates it. The last time we had a total lunar eclipse that was visible from here in Washington was back in December of 2010. The next time we have one will be coming up we won't have to wait as long for the next one. That will occur on September 28th, 2015. That's the next total solar eclipse that we'll see. The next one after that will be actually a little ways to go. We will have one on 21st of January 2019. That will be visible from here. Let's see when the next one is. Pardon me, I have to thumb through some stuff here.
I called you a genius. Yeah. I thought you had this stored in your brain there, Jeff.
No, not quite. There was a time when that happened, but not anymore. The next one, actually, we have a very interesting one coming up on the 19th of November in 2021 when the moon will almost be totally eclipsed, but not quite. We're in for a run of a few of the total eclipses that we'll be able to see from here.
So if you miss
this one, wait until September of 2015, and hopefully we'll get another shot at that one.
All right, that sounds great. Jeff, you are a genius, and thank you for coming on with us this morning.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Jeff Chester there with the U.S. Naval Observatory.